We are celebrating in this Eucharist the most precious blood and body of Jesus Christ. The Eucharist that we celebrate and we receive at each Mass we attend. The readings today, I would say especially the first reading, if you paid close attention, it's kind of, should I say, what's the word I should I say? Maybe difficult. So I will ask your help. I have some quiz here. So let's see who can volunteer and answer a few questions to me. Do you have a clue what the reading was talking about? The first reading? It was the book of Deuteronomy. That's one of the first five books of the Bible. And was, I'll give the context, and was Moses. Moses was the one who was the leader, who freed the people out of slavery in Egypt. And here they are, out of Egypt, in the desert, walking towards the promised land. They are not there yet. They're still in the desert, where they receive the commandments. God gave Moses, and Moses presented the commandments to God. And here they are doing a kind of ceremony, sacrificing bulls. That it's so far from us that you say, what were they doing? They were sacrificing, not only sacrificing bulls, but they were gathering the blood and splashing the people with that blood. It can even sound creepy for us. Forgive me the word, but you say, wow, how could they do that? But that's what is written there. And those were the sacrifices of time ago. We have to understand, oh, it's in the Bible, so should we do that? Let us be clear that as Christians, we have the whole Bible. What is before Christ, that we can call the Hebrew Bible, that we call the First Testament or the Old Testament, as you want to, you know, refer to. But we have that. It's part of our scriptures, sacred scriptures. But we now see them through the eyes, to the lenses of the New Testament, the New Covenant with Jesus. So they would do that. As strange and far from us as it seems. And I'm talking that because we're talking about the blood of Christ and the body of Christ. We'll get there. But just to have an idea. So if you read that, what are they saying in these readings? So they would splash. And Moses had read to them the commandments, and here they are kind of answering God in a way, you know, the ritual would represent, say, well, we accept and we will abide to God's words as God has presented those words to Moses. And if we fail, may that blood be upon us. Basically, that was the meaning. You know, that will happen, you know, that blood will be upon us because we failed that covenant. We know that God has always and will always be faithful. On our part, as the people at that time of Moses, was not long after that they would start complaining. We have no water. We have no food. Oh, when we were in slavery in Egypt, we had a better life than this freedom in the desert. They would complain to Moses, why have you taken us out of Egypt? To die here in the desert? Well, they want an easy life. And Moses was saying that freedom has to be earned, even though God was present with them each step of the way. So that ritual would mean that they would say, well, we will abide to God's words, but may that blood fall upon us if we are not faithful. And we know that they broke that promise many times. Now here we are, let's go to Jesus in the gospel. And in Jesus' time, the temple, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, still existed. Of course, in Moses' time, that temple did not exist. They were not there in the promised land yet. Now we are talking many centuries from Moses to Jesus. But in Jesus' time, they had the temple, and the temple was the only place that they were still, the Jewish were still offering sacrifices. It was not everyone who would offer sacrifices. If a family would go in their yearly pilgrimage to the temple, they would bring with them the animal to be sacrificed. But they would not do that themselves. They would give the animal or pay a fee to the priests, the Levites, those who were in the temple in charge of that. And they would that would be the sacrifice in their name. So they wouldn't do that, you know, everyone. There were only a few who would do that. Part of the animal would be burned, and part of the animal would give back to the family. They would go and share that meal with the family, with that same animal that was sacrificed. So in times of Jesus, after Jesus died and rose and ascended to heaven, in the year 70, that temple was destroyed when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. One of the many times in history that Jerusalem was almost destroyed. Once that temple since then has never been rebuilt. And even the Jewish never had sacrifices again. That's not doing today. Now, for us, what is important to understand is what Jesus did on the Last Supper, that's today's gospel. He was with his disciples, and he shared with them. Basically, when he shared the bread and said, "This is my body," when he shared the wine and said, he blessed and gave them, he says, and said, "This is my blood that will be shed for you and for all." Jesus is, you know, in their understanding, they still had in their minds the sacrifices of old. But Jesus is changing that. He's saying there will be no need of other sacrifice. The shed of Jesus' blood is the ultimate, is the only one possible. After that, there is no need of any other, because no other sacrifice will be as great as that. He's saying there, if you're not faithful, that will come upon myself. And of course, Jesus, the Son of God, is always faithful to the promise of being with us. So what we celebrate, you know, in the Old Testament, the blood will be a sign of their freedom. Freedom from slavery, and the Passover of the Egyptians or the Hebrews is when the angel came over and, you know, was taken the firstborn of each family, and the family of the Hebrews who had splashed blood of the sacrifice in their doors of their homes, they would be spared. So the blood becomes a sign of freedom from slavery. In Jesus, the same blood becomes also a sign of freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom to be, really, to regain the dignity of children of God that we are. Now, with Jesus were his disciples who shared the same bread, the same wine, the same body, the same blood of Christ, who shared that moment of the Last Supper, saying that, yes, as the people in the Old Testament were saying to Moses, yes, we will abide, yes, we will accept and always respect that word, here are the disciples doing the same. If we continue reading the Gospel of Mark, which is a beautiful gospel, I like the gospel, it's the shortest one, but it's very concise. But if we continue, not few verses, you know, a few lines later, it will say that they all left Jesus alone. You know, we ended the gospel today saying they went out of the room where they had the Last Supper. They went to the Garden of Olives and stopped there. Today's gospel, it is over there that disciples will abandon him, because the traitor will come, they will arrest Jesus, and they will be nowhere to be seen, all the disciples. They also promised faithfulness, and they could not keep that promise. Now the Lord is asking us today, for us today, what is the meaning of this? He's asking us, every time we come and we take part in the celebration of the Eucharist, we have the same words that Jesus said. We are not in the same context, perhaps, of fear that they were at that moment. We are not, perhaps, in such a small, enclosed room. But we are gathering, we are gathered as a family of believers. And we are doing the same words. And we also share the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of the Lord. So what is asked from us is the same commitment. In a while, we all leave our seats and we come in procession to receive the most holy, precious body and blood of the Lord. This action, this receiving, has to go beyond devotion. What am I saying? By devotion, I understand something I admire, that I have faith and I say my prayers to. The Eucharist, the body and blood of the Lord, is more than that. Because we receive, it will be part of us. Wherever we go from here, once we finish here, we go to our homes, we go and see friends, we go to the world out there, we will be carrying that the Lord with us. Because the Lord will be part of us. So it is that commitment, the same one as the disciples had on that Last Supper, that we are invited also to say yes. And we do say yes when it is presented to us, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, and we say amen. We are saying that, yes, I believe, yes, I agree with the Lord's, you know, commitment or his proposal or his commissioning, because we are to go into the world and present that same Lord. Now, the disciples were not faithful always. At the moment of the cross, they were nowhere to be seen. They were afraid, hidden away. We also, I believe, we have many moments of unfaithfulness. We have moments that we say, yes, I trust and I come, and I come to get my strength from the Lord. But in our frailty, we might sin. We might displease the Lord. But again, we have now a different way of seeing at it. We are seeing as a sacrifice that the Lord has taken upon himself for us when he shed his blood on the cross. To celebrate the Holy Mass, the Holy Eucharist, is to be as if we were at the foot of the cross. We were not there, but celebrating here, we are witnesses that the Lord continues to shed his blood for us, for our salvation. And we continue to say, yes, Lord, I want to be faithful. Yes, Lord, I want to follow your words, your commandments, your precepts. Yes, Lord, I want to take you with me, with my actions, with my words, with my choices in life, to take so the world will see and will come also to believe. And that's what we celebrate. And that's why we also kneel before the Holy Eucharist and we offer our songs of praise. Because that same Lord, but the Lord is not only there. It's important, I think, to celebrate, and that's what I say, it's not only a devotion, that we say, that we come, that we kneel, that we sing, that we honor, which we must always do, but it's the same Lord who shed his blood on the cross, the blood of the new covenant. We repeat that at Mass, the new covenant, because it's not the one that Moses or Abraham or all the prophets did. It's not the same. It's the Jesus one. And here is his blood washing us clean, as we say, because he is freeing us from all fear, from all sin, so that we may always be faithful followers, faithful disciples of our Lord. And then we will indeed give honor and praise and all the glory to the Lord who deserves it. But not to be away from us, but to be walking within us, with us, every moment, every stage in our lives.